Previously in Aphon Kiss, written and read by Alice Dale, Pippa and Steve filled in their news of the 3 years since they'd met, and Pippa invited him to join the family on Saturday evening. David arrived at Jenny's house to find her in a red satin dress and no other guests in sight.
"Thanks,"
David said, taking the glass and avoiding eye contact. He sniffed the wine and said,
"This might be quite good,"
adding a jovial
"Cheers."
She had hoped he'd stand up, as she had intended, circling his arm with hers while holding their glasses and gazing into each other's eyes. No chance of that, as he remained seated. She sat down again and sipped her wine, then passed her tongue over her lips in a sultry way she'd seen in a film, where the leading man had grasped his woman, thrown away her glass, and kissed her passionately. Instead, her leading man said,
"It's been warm for September, hasn't it?"
"Is the fire too warm for you? Don't want you getting hot too soon." She pressed her lips together and arched an eyebrow.
"Oh, no, not at all. It quickly cools down in the evening."
Silence followed. Even David was aware how banal that sounded. Getting no kind of lead from her guest, Jenny was left to keep the conversation going. "So, tell me all about yourself," she said, leaning forward, in the hope that she was displaying some cleavage.
"There is much to tell. I'm kept very busy at the school between administration and teaching. Then, as you know, there's always taking home their work to correct and writing guiding remarks on each one."
"Take my word for it, David. I learned long ago that those kids never read anything we write on their work. They only look at the mark they've been given. So I stopped writing comments, apart from good or VG beside the mark. Occasionally, I write NGE, and they know now that means not good enough."
"I suppose that's one way of dealing with it. But if it's that bad, I usually write see me, so I can explain one-on-one where they went wrong."
"That's very conscientious of you, David. Sounds as bad as Pips."
"Who?"
"Pips. You know, that middle-aged woman who's the head of the English department."
"She's 44.
David remonstrated. "Well, that's middle-aged, isn't it?"
"I'm 44.
He retorted, unconsciously protecting Pippa. "That's different. You're a man. Middle-aged men like you can still be good-looking and attractive. Middle-aged women can't. But let's not spend the evening talking shop." Then she added quickly, "Discussing a difficult pupil after dinner will be bad enough. I meant I wanted you to tell me about yourself, not as a second head or maths teacher." David had to calm himself from the anger rising because of her insult to Pippa.
"Well, again, there isn't much to tell. Better if you tell me about you. I'm sure you've had a more exciting life than I have."
"I don't think so," she said, lowering her head towards her glass while keeping her eyes fixed on him. "For instance, you've been married and I haven't. I always wonder what it's like to be chained to one person permanently for years."
"Well, if a husband or wife feels chained, it can't be a happy marriage."
"So, you've never felt chained?"
"No,"
he lied. "Maybe your wife did. She left you, didn't she?" That remark came out of the blue and David bristled. He was hardly in her flat half an hour till she was asking questions of an extremely personal nature, the very kind he didn't want to discuss. Were his answers all destined for the staff room, he wondered? So when he spoke, it was sharply.
She did not leave me. She went into the army and she's serving her country as a driver.
Was she called up then? She said as innocently as possible. Now he was convinced she had invited him to dinner to dig up any dirt she could relay to the staff and be certain she was the centre of attention. He had to admit to himself that he had hoped for perhaps a mild flirtation, but this was quite different.
No, she wasn't,
he snapped.
She volunteered, which took a lot of guts. She would have been called up by now anyway. I take it you played the reserved occupation card to evade it?
Avoiding the question, she insisted. So she wasn't in a reserved occupation. What did she do then?
She was personal secretary to the senior partner of a law firm.
He was determined not to talk about Gloria any more.
Now, I think it's your turn to talk about yourself.
I'll tell you about it over dinner. As long as you don't shock easily. Now, come along to the dining room and bring your glass with you, she said, sweeping out the door with her glass and the bottle of wine. Her cooking was good, better than he had expected, and a lot better than her conversation, which was all about how many boyfriends she'd dumped because they just couldn't keep up with me, whatever that meant. David's mind had wandered as his thoughts turned to what Pippa was doing on Saturday nights now, and he knew he'd only heard a fraction of Jenny's boastings. He also knew why he hadn't been listening. Internally, he had to admit he was still seething about the way this young woman had talked about Pippa. When he had accepted her invitation out of pique after Pippa had ended their lovely relationship, he had taken out Jenny's file and saw she was 27. So he felt obliged to set straight this whippersnapper's view of older people than herself and defend Pippa as a teacher, whether or not they ever got together again.
I know you said you didn't want to talk shop.
He suddenly realised by her startled expression that he must have interrupted her in full flow, but he didn't care.
But I think I ought to put you straight about Mrs. Stebbings.
Why? Do you fancy her?
Certainly not.
What else could he say?
I just think you could learn a lot from her experience.
Well, before you say another word, let me tell you, the kids think she's too strict. They prefer younger teachers who know how to be their friend.
And how do you know that? You don't teach the same students.
Emphasising the word in contrast to kids, which he detested.
What's more, being friendly with them is one thing. Making yourself their friend dissipates your authority and their respect for you.
Well, I'll tell you how I know, she said, ignoring his criticism. My kids have older siblings in her class, and they've told me what they say about her. Now, don't get me wrong, I like Pips. She's a kindly, motherly woman, and we often have chats together. I'd rather confide in her than any of the others.
Oh, damn. That means Pippa probably knows I'm here tonight. Why should that bother me? She doesn't want me anymore. In that case, you should show more respect for her, because her exam results leave yours for dead.
That brought the conversation to an abrupt halt. Jenny knew she had put a foot in it. She should have known these two oldies would stick up for each other. But she was not defeated yet, and she didn't want her job affected by this. You're right, of course. I'm so much younger and still have a lot to learn. Perking up. Now, did you enjoy the meal?
Yes, it was lovely. I don't know how you did it in these difficult times. You're a very good cook, Jenny.
Thank you. I still have one more surprise for you, said with that coy little voice of hers.
Oh, and what would that be?
It wouldn't be a surprise if I told you.
Thank you.